Undocumented immigrants in California would be shielded from federal immigration officials under a bill that passed the state Senate yesterday. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Katie Orr reports.
Senate Bill 54 would make California a sanctuary state by prohibiting local and state law enforcement agencies from using their resources to help federal immigration officials. The bill comes at a controversial time. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently announced sanctuary jurisdictions risk losing federal money. But during the Senate debate, SB 54 author Democratic Senator Kevin DeLeon wasn't deterred by Sessions' remarks.
We're the great state of California. We don't grovel and put our hand out so we can get a little budget money so we can buy a police car. That's not who we are as a great state. Our role and responsibility is to protect all individuals and make sure our communities are safer.
But critics like Republican Senator John Morlock argue California can't afford to anger the federal government.
California has a very precarious budget. It has major unfunded liabilities. It has major retiree medical expenses. It has severe infrastructure concerns. We just don't need to jeopardize a funding source from the federal government.
The bill has been amended to allow some communication between state and local law enforcement agencies and immigration authorities, but law enforcement groups say it still prohibits agencies from communicating about potentially dangerous people. The measure now moves to the Assembly. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.